second guess me. No, no. Confessions of a train wreck. Commandment number 129. Thou shalt remember that I'm not weird, I'm limited edition. Hello, happy Tuesday, and welcome back to another episode of Confessions of a Train Wreck. I'm Phoebe, your podcast host, and hopefully your favourite train wreck. Honourable mention, of course, to close second, Amy Schumer. This week, I'm thrilled to welcome back a guest who you all love as much as I do. He's a comedy god, my old radio co-host, and king of the banter brigade. Here's Shad Wicker. Now, Shad's been on the show a couple of times now, and we've talked breakups, we've talked hangover cures, and we've talked girls versus guys advice. But brace yourselves, because today we're talking about weird things that we find attractive. Now, I've always lived my life knowing that I've flown my freak flag rather high. But after recording this episode, I've realised that my freak flag is so high that NASA can probably see it. But you know what? Sorry, not sorry, because I would rather be weird than vanilla. And after you hear what spins my tyres, no one will ever accuse me of being vanilla. Well, cheers.
Cheers.
Welcome back. I think we're almost finished this.
Yeah, I'm almost finished. Thanks for having me. It's good to be back.
Welcome back. You actually haven't made an appearance on season 14 yet, have you?
No.
I think we're season 14.
I think we're 14 seasons of this thing? Far out.
I mean, it's kind of cheating because I don't think many other podcasters actually break up into seasons. I think they just
Mine doesn't.
Keep it flowing.
Yeah, I just stop and just randomly go, oh, sorry, I forgot to do a couple
of
things.
Well, there's a hack for you. Break them into seasons to A, give yourself a break, and to B, make yourself sound far more impressive than you actually are.
That does, hey, it's very Friends vibe. How many seasons have Friends have?
10.
Okay, so you're already, this podcast is bigger than Friends.
Big Bang Theory, 12.
Look at that.
SpongeBob SquarePants, 13.
Gee, so you already looked this up.
I've done the research. Don't you worry.
Yeah, right.
Now, this entire episode was actually inspired by one of your exes. Is that right? Something that she found attractive?
Yeah, it was just a weird thing that we were remembering. I had an ex. Her name was Bree.
Shout out to Bree, if you're listening.
Yeah. Who had the weirdest thing that said she found, like, attractive about me, but probably about everyone.
Mm.
But it sounds so dumb, but when I'd reverse park,
it really got her going.
Yeah.
Really?
I don't know why. I don't understand the concept, but if you reverse park, it should always make a joke about it.
Oh, see, just then when you did that hand motion, the bottom
thing
of your palm, like, whipping around, yeah. I understand that.
Or that. I don't see. Being able to do it one-handed. Well, being able to do anything one-handed is pretty impressive, isn't it?
I can't even do a double-handed reverse park. Christ. No, but you know what's weird? I get that, and I'll get to why in a minute, because my first personal one is car-related, so we'll stay on theme. But so this whole episode is basically going to be about weird things that we find attractive.
Okay.
I gave blood on Monday, and the nurse who was administering my needle told me that I had very attractive veins, and she also said that I had a very impressive circulation and blood flow. So I think when you give blood, they say it takes between 8 and 16 minutes based on your circulation and blood flow. Mine took 8 on the dot. And she was like, that's very impressive. You have very attractive veins. And she was really getting off on the vein thing.
It's always a race with you, isn't it? Like, everything has to have a winner. There has to be a decision.
Pump, babies, pump.
It's 8 minutes out. This is like you're at a bloody gym, F45, whatever it is, trying to get your heart rate up past the heart attack.
My heart's still sore this morning. But I have a lot of friends who are nurses. My mum's a nurse, and I hear the way they talk about veins and blood, and it's like it really gets them going, not in like a sexual fetish way.
Well, this same girl was a phlebotomist.
What's a phlebotomist?
A phlebotomist is the people that take your blood at the at the joint, at the doctor's or whatever. So she was at, and she used to say, "Oh, because I got two big ones on the inside of my elbow."
Veins.
And every time I'd go to donate blood and stuff as well, they always run their finger over it.
Yeah.
Like, oh man, you've got good veins.
That
you're like,
all
right,
nice
you vampire. Like, back off.
That is a nice feeling though.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, sure. Finger along a vein. Maybe not on my elbow though.
It's a
weird flex.
Is it? It is kind of, isn't it?
I feel like it is a weird flex. But definitely one that you should do around medical people.
They're so into it, hey. Mm. It's kind of disturbing, though.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you're chucking a needle in it.
You think, like, what would you be into?
Mm. So what did you find attractive in that scenario? Just that you won.
No, that wasn't me finding attractive. It was her finding my veins attractive. Okay. So it was, again, just a weird observation in somebody else about what you find attractive. So I've curated a bit of a list, and I know that you also have a bit of a list about weird things that we find attractive. Okay. So I will go first if you want, because mine follows on with that same car theme.
Okay.
That Brie set the benchmark for. So I find manual driving extremely attractive.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Like, extremely attractive. So much so that I drive an automatic car, for obvious reasons. No one needs to see me in a manual car. But I observe people in other cars and I watch, like, what their left hand is doing. And I started to rest my hand on my automatic gear stick when I drove, just so that if anybody happened to look into my car. Also, how self-indulgent of me to think that if anyone was looking in my car for long enough to know what kind of car I was driving, they would even care.
Yeah, that's what they're looking for when they look in the car. They're like, yeah, look, just wanted to check to see if she drives a manual, because I was so about her. I'm like, maybe
but
she's
now
all
I'm
right.
Sold. So I still drive.
So it's very clear. it's very clear that you're not driving a manual.
No, sometimes you just do a little shoulder, like a little move your shoulder.
What are the lights?
Yeah.
That is, what are you doing?
But also, I'm a jerky driver. So once someone was in my car and they were like, oh, this is an automatic car. I thought that because we were jerking, this was a manual experience.
You're the other person that bunny hops in an automatic.
I just have a lead foot, that's all. But I actually didn't realise that I still did that until recently. Someone was in my passenger seat and they were like, why are you holding your hand on the gear stick? I just find it very attractive.
Yeah, right. Why do you think that is? Like, why do you think that seeing a guy, because Heavy D, your partner, do you say his name on the podcast? You don't, right?
No.
So Heavy D, like, does he drive manual?
No, auto.
Yeah, because it's hard to find now. Not a lot of people have the manual.
I know.
Like, true. I drive a manual, but my car's a bit older, but...
Oh, well, don't let me in the car with you then.
Yeah, Jesus, right. But, like, it's funny how many people comment on it, because when I was driving
really?
Over for a bit, heaps of people would jump in being like,
I think
you're
it's quite rare nowadays, because people are just, for the most part, getting lazier.
Is the attractive thing about it the fact that it's a man, like, man driving it, and you're like, oh, how hot?
Oh, no,
is
it's
it
not
because...
just men, it's anybody.
Oh, really?
This is okay. Open...
Because I was going to say that because of the male side of it, was it because it's like it's multitasking?
That's a good point from a male perspective, but I just feel like the act of driving a manual car, there must be an air of intelligence about you that you can drive a manual
bigger
car.
Bigger brains.
Yeah, big brains.
Big, strong brains. You're right. And probably the ability to use the, like being a bit ambidextrous.
Oh, that's
like,
true.
Like, I'm pretty good with the hands. That's pretty good.
Mm.
Yeah, like, I don't... Yeah, I wonder... I'm trying to think if I would find it attractive if a girl drove a manual. Yeah, probably. I think so.
I've always wanted to learn, but no one's ever been willing to teach me, so that dream's died.
Yeah. Oh, you don't have to worry about it anymore anyway.
No.
Are you going to do all of yours, or do you want me to just throw one in there?
No, we're going to go half and half, so
back
you
and
throw
forth.
One in there.
Okay. Well, my one would be, and this might sound creepy. But
creepier than someone getting off on veins.
I actually don't think these are weird. I don't think any of the ones I'm saying are going to be weird. Some of them are going to be very straightforward.
Mm.
But I have a tradition around this time of the year. My best mate, Nick Pelinkoff, look him up. He and I, from back in like uni days, would always get excited around this time of the year, the spring into summertime.
Oh, I know what you're going to say.
Because in a world filled... with, you know, Instagram and all the social media and asses up on the edge of pools with the G-string. But bikinis are just G-strings now. Isn't that a
when nothing is left
move?
To the imagination.
And you just, you know, you ladies are still paying more and you're getting way less fabric. Like, as long as the price is going down, the less material
it's
being
used. It's
called
a Brazilian cut. So
what
it's,
are your overheads?
They market it as being more flattering on the derriere.
Sure, but, like, what are your overheads now that there's less material? You know what I mean? Like, the main cost of clothing has got to be the material.
Especially when you factor in the less material there is, the more you have to pay for other landscaping to cater for that lack of material.
And it's not like their marketing budget's getting higher now that they've got a market. They're just giving it to influencers the whole time. Mm. But I digress. We're not here to discuss the merits in and out of the fashion industry. That's for another podcast altogether. You know, us is sitting up on the edge of pools and stuff and whatever, you know, with less clothing in every shot. My mate and I still to this day message each other around October, November period going, it's almost time for the summer dress.
The summer dress.
Nothing more attractive.
So
than
is
a
this,
summer dress.
Is this like the loose, flowy linen?
Yeah, so like
situation.
The longer, you know, the ones like down to the knees-esque flows, you know, this like not Sound of Music because that was a very conservative time, but like take a few layers off that.
Yeah.
But
remove
like,
the petticoat.
Yeah, just
chop
the
off
summer,
a few inches.
We all know it. The summer dress. Loose material, you know, happy and free. There's something about that outfit that is immensely attractive.
Does it matter who's wearing it?
Well, what do you mean?
Well, I mean, like, I don't want to be, like...
Obviously, I have to be... There has to be a level of attraction to the person as well. Yes, that does
have to be. But what is it about the summer dress? Is it the...
I think it's what it says. A lot of the things that I've... Like, the couple of things I have on my list are all about what I envision that person is about.
Yes.
By having that. Same with the manual car. You think they're a bit smarter because they can drive manual.
Yep.
I'm sure my ex thought that I was like somehow very good at something because I could reverse park.
Yeah.
But the summer dress, I think it's just what it says about the person. It's usually fun. There's usually
and like
funness about
a more like a comfortability in herself and that she doesn't have to put it all out there.
Yes.
In like a super tight, skimpy, slinky, low cut kind of situation.
And it's also really like, it's better, like, fuck. Imagine if on Christmas Day, right, all the gifts were just wrapped in clear cellophane.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how shit would unwrapping the gift be?
Oh, that is a good
analogy.
You know
what I mean? Like,
wow.
Because I've known now, I'm waiting for Christmas to open the gift, but I see the gift. I know what it is.
But when she's running through the daisy field and, oop, you just catch a little glimpse of the thigh.
Yeah, it's like, and it's just the idea that now it's like that's not the focus now. And it's people in summer dresses always look like they're having fun.
Interesting.
They're always having a good time.
Yeah.
They seem like they're good people to be around.
Sweet.
And I'll be honest with you, dolled up, stack fake tan, like, the that Insta look, to me, just screams fucking high maintenance.
Yeah.
Like, you are going to be, like, the banter's not going to be there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to be no fun.
Is that, the same kind of premise as, I remember a boy once telling me, I think this must have been in high school, that they were far more attracted to girls who wore their hair a bit wavier and curlier than girls who had dead straight hair. Because the curly-haired girls were perceived as, like, the funner, more carefree girls, whereas the girls with the dead straight hair were perceived as more, like, high maintenance and wouldn't go swimming and wouldn't get their hair wet and...
I've never thought of that, but there is definitely merit in that idea. Because, like, having exes, of, you know, that you got to straighten your hair before you go out and stuff, it is a long process.
Although...
I mean, I understand the... it's your cross to bear, but...
but also just to... let you know that as a girl, when you try and do your hair curly and messy, straighten it and then you curl and then you mess it up. So it's actually triple the process
is
to get
it?
That undone bedhead look.
Oh, shit. So
it takes
a
lot to achieve.
The irony of that,
never trust a woman.
I think, I don't know, curly, straight hair, whatever. I will say this, to keep on the fashion trend, summer dress, awesome. But I've also been like... And I reckon if you asked Heavy D, he'd probably say the same thing. With girls that I've been with, I think the, like, hottest or cutest they usually look is casual.
Mm.
Like, for a while there, maybe it was because I was living in Inner West Sydney for a little bit, but, like, Con's jeans and a top.
Yeah.
Like, way better vibing.
Mm.
But, like, you know, wearing the shirt and the trackies. It's like there's, if you can pull that off, like,
and they do say it, and you think they just say it to make you feel better, but you know those days when you're not wearing makeup, they always comment.
Yeah, because it's like, you know, It's like sometimes, I think the thing is just sometimes, yeah, less is more.
Am I trying to validate myself because I'm literally sitting here in my pajamas with my makeup on my head? I look sick, but that's a different issue. Well, you'll be very pleased to know, my friend, that summer dresses are very in trend at the moment, especially of the
when are they variety. Not? Yeah. When are they not? Every year they come back. Like, that's the other thing. There's a reason they keep coming back.
For the first spring in a long time, you are single, so you're going to have a very good spring.
Well, you know what my equivalent of a summer dress is, I feel, is my loose button-up shirts. Mm, yeah, like the party shirt. I think that's my equivalent.
My boyfriend has one like that that's leopard print, and he bought it as a joke when he was in Spain, and he spilled sangria down his white shirt. Yeah. Bit seedy, but I like it.
Yeah. See? Does that work both ways, out of curiosity? Like, how, like, a guy, like, being a guy sitting and going, man, the casual, the summer dress, that's a way better vibe and I find you more attractive.
Mm.
Is, because men's attire is permanently casual. Yeah. Like, there's no, women have, like, you've got such a grand scale of casual up to formal.
It's true.
Whereas a man, it's like, the level of casual goes thongs, shorts with shoes, jeans with thongs, or whatever. Jeans. Like, it basically just goes shorts, jeans, suit. Like, that's it. We got three tiers.
It's true. And I think it's just appreciating different things in different outfits. So, for example, when a guy wears sweatpants, your butt in sweatpants, mint.
Yeah, right.
That's a good time. Whereas I don't think a boy would ever feel that confident usually in sweatpants.
No.
You know?
Yeah, okay.
Same with, like, a t-shirt. Just a classic t-shirt.
Yeah.
The back. The top of the back in a t-shirt.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I've been told by a few women that the back is an underappreciated, yeah, attractive part.
It truly is.
It's fascinating, though, isn't it? Because when
not
you think
too
about...
tight, though. I think I get what you're saying. Like, I don't think I'd personally go for a look that was, like, super tight jeans, a super tight t-shirt, or, like, I can't do boys in, like, singlets.
What's your view on the really low singlet? You know, the string one that guys
like
wear?
Like the festival nipple singlet?
Yeah.
It's not for me.
And
but
then
if
the
that's
big
what you want to wear,
one
again,
with the sleeveless?
You
yeah,
go
the,
for it.
Yeah,
I think it just conjures up a certain stereotype, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Kind of like the guy trying to pull chicks at Stereosonic.
I think
that's like what comes to mind.
I think that's probably why the summer dress is so good, because the stereotype surrounding a summer dress is fun, carefree, doesn't take himself too seriously.
Well, there you go. So the stereotype of an Insta girl, of what you were explaining before, is like an Insta guy in a nipple low cut tank. There we go. Common ground.
Yeah,
we found it.
Right. So then, so what's the guy equivalent of a summer dress? Feel free to send these in, people.
Yeah.
At Wicked Chat is my Instagram. Just give me some.
I reckon shorts, a t-shirt, and even a pair of Birks or like slides.
Birkenstocks?
I fucking love Birkenstocks. I have two pairs now.
Yeah, right.
I'm trying to get my boyfriend to buy some.
I'm the least stylish person. I'm like cons, thongs.
I love cons. Have you seen the White Sticky collection out in the lounge room?
Yeah, it's
huge. Okay, let's move on now because we spent a good... We could do a whole episode about that.
Yeah.
Which I think we probably should at some point. My second one is, and I'm going to lean in when I do this just for full effect. Can someone whispers in my ear like that really closely and I can hear it in their mouth and I can kind of feel the breath on my mic? I'm giving myself the tingles because I can hear myself whispering in the microphone.
So you're really into the AOS.
Oh my God, on such a big, in such a big way. Like, I can't even, you either love it or you hate it. And I think some people are programmed. So if you love it, you're actually like biologically programmed to get tingles up your spine.
Right.
Because it's the automated sensory experience.
I wonder why that is. What's, because everything that we experience is generally related to a primal something.
But
lizard
you know how
brain.
There's like very, you hear about some people who have this weird phobia of holes, so they can't be near or look at like honeycomb or...
I mean, sex a bit of an issue, doesn't
it? Yeah. Well, huge issue. But, you know, people just respond to those kinds of things in very different ways.
Yeah, right.
And like clusters. I think that's the kind of people that they have an actual physical reaction when they think of like a hornet's nest or a honeycomb or clusters of holes.
Yeah.
I think it's a similar thing, but... That's why I think it's important to find somebody like-minded to share that experience, because often if we can't sleep, there is this guy who does ASMR Reiki on YouTube.
Sorry, heavy D's into...
Loves it.
Yeah, right.
That's one of the first conversations we ever had. I think that's when we both were like, okay, this could be something.
Yeah, right.
This could be serious. You're into the same weird shit that I am. But there is a guy who does ASMR Reiki on YouTube. Millions of hits on his videos. And if we can't sleep or you're feeling a bit anxious or stressed, you pop it on. And I tell you, it puts me in such a euphoric state that I couldn't even tell you. I don't know. I'm not processing the words.
Right. I'm just
in the feeling.
There you go.
I've always wanted to do a whole episode that was like an ASMR episode, yeah, where it's basically me solo whispering into a microphone. Like, if that's something that you guys are into, just slide into my DMs and let me know, because I'd be more than willing to do it.
That's weird, man.
You have to
get one of the special mics. I don't know. I'm a loud talker. I'm super loud. So I don't think that the whispering thing gets me kind of going. There's something about hearing people's lips move apart too that's a bit like, ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah?
And I'm so bad for that. That's why I was, I pop and...
That's what they're all about. Because isn't there a lady that eats cucumbers or something?
She eats honeycombs. There's this woman called Keeni, and she is a Korean ASMR mukbanger. So she...
Oh, that's what they eat heaps of food.
Yeah, they eat heaps of food.
What a gig. Jeez, you can do anything now, can't you? Like, if you're sitting there listening, going, what am I going to do with my life? Mate, an option is literally, like, could you imagine going back? Just go back 15 years. Yeah. Like, go back 20 years, or even just go to the 80s and just, like, you know, at some point people are going to make a living by just eating heaps of food.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just obnoxious amounts of food.
My boyfriend drew the line there. He was like, that the eating thing's weird. But the other things, like, we found this other girl who brushes her hair ASMR into the microphone. Like, there's so many different ways that you can do ASMR, but for me, it's the whispering. And again, I don't think it's a sexual thing, because it doesn't matter if they're male or female. It's not like...
Do you think maybe it's like a back from when you're a baby kind of thing?
Maybe. And the comforting of, like, your mum.
And maybe that's probably how you heard stuff anyway, because you were in the... You're in the womb.
Maybe.
You know, they play music and stuff.
Fun fact, huge digression, but when I was in the womb, my mum played me the Phantom of the Opera soundtrack, like, on repeat.
What's that sound like?
Very dramatic opera, but she took me to see the Phantom of the Opera musical when I was about 14 or 15, just at QPAC, and we both got really emotional in this song, and she turned to me and she said, do you know why you're crying right now? And I was like, no. And she's like, I played you this song so many times when you were in my belly.
Wow.
Isn't that wild that music can actually have some kind of memory relation to it? Crazy.
That's pretty crazy.
Anyway, so I think I was destined for a dramatic life because of the music that my mum played me when I was in utero.
All right, I'll give you one that's weird.
Please.
And it was a discussion with a mate of mine the other day. It might get filthy. You might need to censor stuff.
That's
fine. We'll see how we
There's
go.
There's an explicit warning.
Moon boots.
Like an injured person, moon boots.
Moon boots.
Okay.
Okay.
You're going to have to elaborate
this.
This
is a logic. This is comedians discussing this, but...
Can I just guess?
Okay, yeah, try
I'm
going to
take a stab in the dark.
Try and guess.
Is it because they can't run away?
No, that's fucked. No. No, not at all. Fucking hell. Jesus Christ, why did it just make me seem like a massive creep in the episode? It's worse, but it's not
that.
Oh,
my God. How?
So, we were talking about, because I think there was a girl we were driving to the valley, and there was a girl going out in the valley with a moon boot, and I made a joke to my mate. I was like, now girls with a moon boot that are out, they're the ones you need to be talking to. And he's like, single bloke. He's like, what do you mean? I was like, a girl with a moon boot, right? She hasn't broken it just, like, if she's out and she's with a moon boot, she's a good dog. Like,
that's true.
Because you broke your leg, right? And you've definitely, like, that's not an injury at hockey. Like, that's I was dancing up on the table.
That's true.
I fell off the table. I've done my leg, but I still want to keep going out. Like, girl with a moon boot, she's adventurous. Girl with a moon boot, she's going to do some stuff. Like, she's going to do some stuff you've never heard of because She's got a moon boot. She's out clubbing. You know what I mean?
I bet you a girl in a moon boot also loves veins.
Yes, definitely. A girl in a moon boot is, like, definitely up for some strange stuff. That's an adventurous life. That's a good
observation. No, I really like that one.
Yeah, because you're out. You're out in the valley. You're wearing a moon boot.
It's true.
Yeah. Hockey ones are going out to dinner or, you know what I mean?
Also, I don't think they're in a moon boot.
Especially if they're out in a moon boot and then they're no crutches. They're on the... You know when like people at the moon boot point where they're just walking on that moon boot?
Yeah.
You're going to a club, girl. Like, you're most likely coming back to the scene of the crime.
She's
like,
not letting anything hold her back or get in the way.
She takes over. She's like, I control this world.
She's a man eater.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Have you ever gone on a date with a girl in a moon boot?
No. No, I haven't.
Maybe that could be.
I've never gone out with an injured woman, to be fair. I don't think I've ever gone on a date with an injured person.
No. But a girl in a moon boot would still accept a date.
She'd go on a date. That's the beauty of a girl in a moon boot. Like, a girl in a moon boot does, like, she knows not in her vocabulary. She's like, let's go for it. I'm up for anything. She has a good time.
You are so persuasive that you're making me want to go on a date with a girl in a moon boot.
I'm telling you. They would be a really wild time.
A good time.
Yeah. You're gonna remember and not remember that night, I feel.
Yeah, like, it's a definite story that you want to tell.
A night out with a girl on a moon boot ends up with you at some random's house you've never met before, and her possibly dancing on a table again, still wearing the moon boot, and also the mystery of how.
And would you ever know the truth?
Exactly. I don't think you will.
She'd have a girl on a moon boot would have a wild imagination.
Yeah, I remember when I busted my eye. It was like my. I don't know when it would have been, like in my early 20s, and it was like just before my birthday. I had to go to the hospital and get my eye all stitched up because I got the scar over my eyebrow.
Oh my God.
And the next day was park life. So like I went to the festival the next day because it was on my birthday, and I had this kind of patch that looked, it dead set looked like a pad. Like dead set looked like one, hey, just over the top of my eye. And I think I still had my hospital band on, and I was like at the festival, one of the greats, like great days, but huge conversation because I've walked in with this patch. So I took it off. I was like, I don't want to have this thing on my face.
It's a good introduction cue though. Well,
but then because I took it off, even after I took it off, like you've still got a shit ton of stitches in the top of your eye. So people were asking me about it. And like a girl in a moon boot, I had a different story every time.
Oh, of course you did.
Shark attack. Was a croc thing. Another one was like a car accident. Skydiving injury. Yeah. That was another one.
And you know that how they say like girls love to take care of a guy? Like they love a guy they can take care of and fix.
Yeah, yeah. It was a good day.
I have a much milder version of that. When I dislocated my knee for the first time, I was having a birthday party the next day and I was on very, very strong painkillers that I don't even think are legal anymore. And I was still hellbent on going to this birthday party, and I had some painkillers before I went. And 1 hour after arriving, there's a photo of me somewhere asleep on the table with my head actually down on the table because I couldn't cancel it.
See, sometimes you just got to push through, guys.
Hmm.
I think we should all live a life like the girl with the moon boot.
That's going to be my...
Never let anything get in your way. You know what I mean? She just doesn't. She doesn't let anything get...
as a girl in a moon.
Because you know what? How often do you see a guy out with a moon boot?
You wouldn't.
You don't really. You see him during the day, but a guy with a moon boot's not going out at night.
And they've got crutches. Guaranteed they'll have crutches.
Whereas a girl with a moon boot's like, fuck no. Like, and she's still dressed up. Like, dressed to the nines. Like,
I feel like I actually might know who you're referring to, especially if this is recently. Because I do know a very glamorous blonde who has currently been in a moon boot for a couple of weeks.
I've seen a few around.
Yeah.
But... it's so true. That's actually, if you take away anything from this episode, is live life like a girl in the moon boot.
You know what? I think we have to end it there because that's such a mic drop moment. I had another one, but it's so boring. So let's just...
Get that tattooed on you. I might get a moon boot tattooed on me.
That's going to be my 2021 resolution. Live this year like a girl in a moon boot. Yeah. Don't you second guess me,
no. Confessions of a train wreck. If you haven't subscribed yet, hello, do it now. And if you're on Apple Podcasts, rate me and write a review. See you again next week for Trainwreck Tuesday.